Welcome tonight, welcome tonight, welcome tonight to Prophetic House of Prayer. Before we go into our prayer, let's invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We invite you in here, Holy Spirit. We invite you in, Holy Spirit. We invite you in tonight, Holy Spirit of the living God. Come now, come now, come now. Come now and dwell, come now and dwell. In our presence, there is fullness of joy. In your presence, we have peace and joy forevermore. As we come before you tonight, Lord Jesus, we ask you right now, if we have committed any sins, come now and wash us and cleanse us, Holy Spirit, in the blood of Jesus Christ. And that way we will be clean, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, and we can seek mercy. We can seek mercy. We can seek mercy. We can seek mercy in the time of need. Tonight we come tonight, Lord Jesus, in our busy schedule, Lord. But we come, Lord God, to spend time with you tonight. We come, Lord God, to be in your presence. We come, Lord God, of the Holy Spirit will lead and guide, because we know nothing. But you, Holy Spirit, knows all things. So tonight we come and we bow and we declare out of our mouth, welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome to come in tonight and to change. Welcome to come in tonight and to change the atmosphere. Welcome tonight, Holy Spirit. Come now and abide with us, that we may be able to be clean, that we may be able to be fit as we clear. Master, 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 we have so much needs tonight. And even though you've already took them to the cross, we still have needs that we believe that you can't even take care of. And you are the person that take care of all our needs. You know about it even up until the last hour, the last minute, the last second, an eighth of a second. You know it all, because you have created the heavens and the earth. And you have created every single thing that dwell in it. You, Lord God, is the master of it all. You, Lord God, is our Jehovah Jireh. You, Lord God, is our provider. You, Lord God, and in you we move and we have everything that we need. Certainly, O God, as I declare tonight some of your names, you are Adonai. We are owned by you. You call us out of our mother's womb by name, for a purpose and for a plan. Whatever needs we have tonight, you are our Jehovah Jireh. You are our supernatural provider. We can come to you and we can say, Abba, Abba Father, and you will respond. You know that there were going to be sickness in the land. So you send your son Jesus, and he died on the cross for us so that we may have life and have it more abundantly, so that we may be healed from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, so that our hands will be restored, that you will teach us how to war. Our feet will not stumble. You'll teach us how to walk and be strong and not faint. You are Jehovah Nisi. When we need victory, we can come to you, because you have already provided a way of escape. You have taken the devil to the cross. Yes, He's still here roaming around, but you defeated him. The only thing that's left to be conquered is death. Lord God Almighty, you are our healer, Jehovah Rapha. You're the God that healeth thee. You give us peace when there's no peace, when there's turmoil, when there's confusion. You are Jehovah Shalom. When we need guidance, when we need leadership, when we need to be lead and to be led by the still water, Lord God Almighty, oh Jehovah Rohi, you are our shepherd. These are the names of some of the names of God tonight. Shema, you're always here, ever present. When we need you, you will always be there. Elan, Most High, Jehovah God Almighty, you rescue us. Tonight we come to you at your feet at the altar and we cry out and we say, Abba, Jehovah Jireh provides. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, supernatural blessing that we won't even have room enough to receive. Everything that you created, you said it's good, and it is all good. There's nothing bad. It's all good, very good, you declare, Father God, with your Son and the Holy Spirit. The earth was void and you call it into existence, just like you call us into existence out of our parents' womb. You hear every cry of her mom. Whether she cries or not, you hear it. Everything that we go through from birth until now, you know all about it. And you know how our end is going to be. So tonight, Lord God, because we don't know anything, we come to you and we bow. And we say, Precious Holy Spirit, we welcome you this night. At us now behind the cross. Come now and be glorified through us, that the nations and may see that you alone is Jehovah and your ways are just and true. There is no other God beside you. In you we move and we have our being. Certainly, I declare, certainly, no weapon that is formed or is forming against us will prosper. And every tongue that rise or rise is up are going to rise upon us in judgment. It shall be condemned. Father, precious Holy Father, I do bow before you now. And I said, welcome in this place, precious Holy Spirit of the living God. Like again, I'll say, welcome tonight on the call. You could interact in the area where you could, Sonia will communicate with you in the chat area. Some announcement next week, Saturday, the 29th. I will be in New England in West Hartford. I know Sonia had sent out a flyer email via email. Now, if you do not have a flyer, you could go to the Holy Tabernacle and you could request, and she will send it out to you. Or you could even send me a text or an email and I will respond. The meeting will be from 6 o'clock on. I would like to leave out of here by 10. Though, the Holy Spirit tarries, then we will be longer. It will be at the West Hartford Center, over there at the that church. I used to be over there at one point. Angels and Assignment Church in West Hartford. And like I said, the meeting will be from 6 o'clock. July the 29th. And I'm also going to be there in August. I'm also going to be there August the 26th. Now, I was supposed to be there in September, but I do have an engagement in New York in October. So I'm going to have to see how that's going to work out. But I have the place booked already. December, no, I'm sorry, not December, October the 28th, we will also have a meeting. And also November 25th. What I'd want from you to do is to tell every single person that you know that needs to be delivered or need deliverance or need healing, people who need salvation. Just bring them in to the meeting. Let the Holy Spirit communicate, because he is the communicator. All I'm doing, I'm just going to be there, showing up in the area, and the Holy Spirit will come in and do what he needs to do. I am just a vessel. Okay, so please, if you have vacation, and if you don't even have vacation, take the day off, take the evening off, and just to come in and come out, and just to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit. You're not coming to see an individual. You're coming to have an encounter, a supernatural encounter. That means what you need in the natural, and you cannot obtain it. The Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit himself, the third party of the Godhead, will show up and bring it to pass. Come expecting and believing that you're going to receive, and whoever or whomever you bring to you within that meeting with yourself, the Holy Spirit guarantee their life will never ever be the same. I have seen cancer patient get healed. I have seen people with foot that's there. There's a lady that come into one of the meeting that or she was lean, her foot was one was longer than the other, and the Holy Spirit just bring that feet, just bring it out, just brought it right out. People come in here with tumor. And God just supernaturally, the person was supposed to go on the Monday to the doctor. And I just say to her by the Spirit, just check. After we pray that month, that Saturday night, I just say, just go and check yourself. Have the doctor. I said, have the doctor before you go in again. Have the doctor just check. And let me tell you something. God supernaturally healed this woman. Brother Azzy was sitting up on Blue Hills out there and saw the lady, and the lady was out there crying on Blue Hills Avenue. And he said he don't know what to tell her. All he could do is to take her to a place. And he brought her to Manchester, Connecticut. We were having healing schools every single Saturday over there. Manchester, Connecticut. And he brought her there. There was another woman that come. St. Francis, she was from the St. Francis Hospital. St. Francis used her as one of their poster child for her heart, and she's alive today. They couldn't do nothing for her. But the Father God that we serve, the Holy Spirit, heal that woman. If you go on Facebook today, you could look under, she called herself Miracle Sophia. Miracle Sophia. This is not an eye. This is not a joke. This is people that God has set free. Deliver people. I am not playing. This is nothing to play with. The God that we serve is a God that's more than enough. The God that we serve is the God of the supernatural. The God that we serve, he is not dead. The God that we serve can wake the dead. I went, let me tell you, I have one time at my daughter, how was it? Trisha's godmother. I went to St. Francis Hospital. Trisha's godmother was next door to one of my friends that was operated on. And when I come out of the room, because the nurse was looking after her, and I looked to my left, and there was Donna, Trisha's godmother. And I said, what are you doing here? And she said, well, and she told me the lady's name, son, had a serious accident in West Hartford. Three died, and he was fighting for his life. They were getting ready to pull the plug, the life support. They couldn't do nothing for him. So I just say to her, can you ask the mom if I could pray for her son? And she said, okay. And I proceed to the left and I go into the room and pray for the man that they were getting ready to pull off life support. And when I prayed for him and call him back to life, he jerked in the bed and they run out of there and went to get the nurse. That young man is alive today. Testify, my niece. Baby dead in her for weeks. They said she got to go. The baby's alive today. Neighbors can't have any kids. They're having babies now. Well, the baby, she can't have babies anymore. Bloom's Church. I'm in the church right there. New Testament Church of God. More than one person that I pray for get pregnant. It's not about the individual. It is about the anointing. Do not get caught up with the person. Get caught up in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Make an arrangement. Come prayed up. Come expecting to receive. Financial needs, come expecting. People on the line that was getting ready to buy a house don't even know where the house coming from. And the Holy Spirit said, somebody gonna get a house. Let me tell you, it was not even 2 months later. The girl got a house with no down payment. Don't play with the Holy Spirit. I have Brother Azzy. I have people in Jamaica. I have people in Bloomfield that I went to a meeting. And these are big time known international people. And I'm only there. Nobody knows me. But they caught, but I was able to go up and I was able to stand in the line with all these dignitaries. And I was dying and I didn't even know that's 2010. And I'm dying myself. And did not even know I was dying. And I stood there and was laying hands on people. And people were falling out, passing out. One man got healing in his back. The plate in his back. Heal the man. Look. Mark my word. Don't take me for that. Take the Holy Spirit for that. I'm only there as a vessel. He used me in the prophetic. He take me to location upon location. We're all called. We have different calling in the body of Christ. Do not get caught up with somebody else's gift and ministry. Fine tune your own. We're here to get the job done. The head cannot say he has no use for the eye. The eye cannot say he has no use for the finger. The finger cannot say I have no use for the head or the belly or the arm. We all are working together as one. Quit getting caught up with people. Quit getting caught up in people. Get caught up in Jesus. Get caught up in the Holy Ghost. Get caught up in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He's the only one who's going to help. I am telling you, show up on the 29th. Come expecting the Holy Ghost is going to be on display. There is not a life is going to change. He showed me with the fire under my foot. Go and tell every single person that you know that need a breakthrough. Invite them out. God is going to do something. He is not dead. He's not sleeping. The greatest onslaught is going to take the enemy down. It's going to be fire. Victims are going to shake. They are going to shake. Every single person who think that they have been victimized, when they come under the presence of the Holy Spirit, they're going to shake. The fire of God is going to come in and it's going to ignite. Let's believe God for the supernatural to take place. Let's believe God for doors to be open. Let's believe God that the finances coming in, that we are able to take care and pay our bills. Let's believe God that my husband and I, when we're driving to go to Connecticut, there won't be no confusion on the highway. We are going to drive, get there in safe, and come back safely in down here in Florida. Let's believe God that we are not puffed up, that we are going to be simple and we are going to move ourselves behind the cross. And let the Holy Spirit come forth and minister through us. Let's cry out to God. Let's cry out to God. Let's trust God for everything that we need. This is not a one-man show. This is not a one-man show. This is a Holy Spirit, Spirit-filled encounter. We all need each other. Let's get up off our pumps and pride, and let's turn her life over to Jesus Christ. Let us repent and ask for forgiveness. Tonight, as we come for supernatural prayer, people's hearts are in balance. Life are in balance. People's lives need to be changed. Your life need to be changed. My life need to be changed. People in the area life need to be changed. Who do you know that need a touch? Who do you know you have space in your car? Who do you know that you could pick up and bring with them, take them with you? Let them have a, oh my God, there is this one person, I call him my daddy. Let me tell you, he's going through so much. He went to this person and they said, I don't know what to tell you. This is again, somebody just tell this person, but I could bring you to a meeting. And this was the same place in West Hartford. And the man, because I call him my daddy. Some of you meet him at the meeting. He and his wife, the doctors were amazed. They were getting his casket together. He's alive today. That's over 8, 9, 10 years. The sons and daughters of his weren't happy because they wanted, you know, they thought they have life insurance. Right? They thought they had money coming. And here I am, come up in there, go over there and talk about I'm praying for the man. The man come back alive. It's not about me. It's not about me. I can't do anything. But it's about the anointing of the Holy Spirit. 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 That's what it's all about. Heavenly Father, we pray. We pray tonight, Lord God, for the governmental system Lord God, we pray for peace in this country. Lord God, we pray for joy in this country. We pray, Lord God, that righteousness would exalt this nation. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the peace and the joy of the Spirit to rest upon America. We pray for the blood of Jesus to touch every single doorpost. We pray for our young people, Lord God, tonight. We pray, Lord God, that you will touch them from the inside out, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. We pray, Lord God, that the children will have manners to their parents. Lord, abosisi kinama loto toto kababaye. Nima kotondo koto tikita baba mama konde bakite. Lord God, I pray. Lord God, I pray and I cry out tonight, God. Let the water pot, let the water pot, let the water pot go and rest on every property. If they live in an apartment, rest in the apartment. If they're living in anywhere they live, rest, God. Rest in their place. Let the fire go and touch the doorpost. Let the blood establish the doorpost. Let it be set up for you, God. That the angels, oh, caramba. Oh, Rama. That the death angel, Lord. When the death angel come, Jesus, there's so much death going on right now. So much death. The enemy has turned this thing over. He has released the spirit of death. And they're taking a lot of people to hell. We have to promote greatness. Father, Father, as the nation roar, with all kind of sins and disease and everything, God, they have no morals. Jesus Christ, this is like Sodom and Gomorrah. I remember, Lord God, in the word of God where he said, you said, when you look and see what man is doing, you see, you say you're going to take your spirit from them and leave them with 120. So man's supposed to live to 120. Lord God, this night we come, Lord. And we cry out to you because you have a covenant. You have put up the rainbow and you say that is a rainbow. And when you look at it, God, we take back the rainbow tonight, God. It's not the enemy supposed to have the rainbow. The rainbow established. It was established between you and a covenant with me. Heavenly Father God. Precious divine. The woman cried out and said, even the dog eat the crumbs from the master's table. We come tonight and we lay across the altar, Lord God. You know our hearts. You know our minds. You honestly, Lord God, know our cry. And we cry out this night. And we said, in this declaration, Father, forgive us. Father, forgive us. Father, in the name that is above, every single name, forgive us this day, this night, this hour, this minute, this second, I pray. Forgive us, I pray. Wash now and cleanse us. Wash now. Behold As you stand at a door and knock, we open up. Who is the King of Glory? Who is the King of Glory? Great and mighty you are, O God. We move now in your presence. Joy comes in your presence. Light comes in your presence. Holiness comes in your presence. Let the joy of the Lord becomes now my strength. We need you, Lord. We need your fire. We need your power. We lift up the United States of America and under the sound of our voice, let the Spirit of God go and touch every home, every corner. And as we say in our country or in my country, every crevice, every place, everything that needs a touch. Touch it now, Lord. Aren't they not all ministering angels sent for to minister? We are the hearers of your salvation. Send your ministering angels, Lord. Come now and tap in every single area this night. Oh, Holy Spirit, let your power, let it flow. Oh, yes, let it flow. Oh, yes, the cloud. Let the cloud come over and saturate those homes. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Yes, let the white cloud come now. Let the cloud come now and rest over those buildings. Rest over those buildings. Rest over those buildings. Fire of the living God, come now and rest. Rest. Come in that thick cloud and rest. Rest. Yes. The presence of the Lord is in your place. The presence of the Lord is in my place. I can feel his presence now in this holy place. Come now and rest. Put your hand over your body and call for his rest. Put your hand over your body and call for his peace. Let everything that's not of God, let it be torn down tonight and let it be diminished. In the name of Jesus, beautiful clouds. Wow. The blessings of the Lord, it makes us rich and it add no sorrows to it. While I was just praying, all I see was the cloud. So just extend your hand out and just take it into your home. If you're driving in a car, take it into your car. Better yet, wherever you are, just take it in. Just take it in. Take it in. Take it in. Jesus. Oh, precious Jesus. Oh, precious Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. What are you going through tonight? What are you going through tonight? Why is your heart heavy tonight? Why is it heavy tonight? Take that cloud in. Take that power in. Take that fire of the Holy Spirit in and change your atmosphere. Change your place of business. Change your home. Change your family setting. The blessings of the Lord, it makes you rich. The blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord. It makes you rich. And it add no sorrows to it. The blessings of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. By his stripes you are healed. The enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But he said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Tonight we call for abundant life. Tonight we call for the life of the kingdom, the joy of the kingdom, the peace of the kingdom. Oh, mighty warrior. Come now. Yes. Yes. And saturate this place. I want you to know that Jesus is Lord. I want you to know that if you just trust him with every fiber of your being. Just trust him and believe that he is. Oh my, I'm opening this water and the water won't even open. That he is the rewarder of those that, you know, just diligently seek him. You want to spend time. Wants to spend time. Let me say something. Start taking communion. Start talking to him. Start asking him to be your fountain. Put your hand up when you're taking your communion and let it be like a fountain. A fountain when you see the water just coming in. Just coming in and just overflowing, visualizing. You just start, just like a little visual. Just see yourself receiving from him and just cry out to him. Just cry out to him. I was reading something and it says, let the prophet Zechariah, he looked forward to the day when the nation of Israel and Judah would be restored. Go into the word of God. We were born in sin. Iniquity shaped us. Now we need our Savior. I need him. Yes, we do need him. Put your hand out and get that fountain filled with water, washing you from the top of your head. See yourself being clean. Yes, we made mistakes, and yes, we messed up big time all the time. But we have an advocate, which is Jesus Christ himself. We don't have to go to the priests. He is the priest for us. We can cry and we can say, Abba, Father. He is our daddy. He is our everlasting King. He is the one that provide. He is our great peace. Cry out to him. Go to him. Seek his face. Like I said, visualize yourself in let the fountain come. You ever see the water just comes over and it just come over and it just come over. That's what we need. We need an overflow. We need the overflow of the Holy Spirit. We need the joy. We need peace. There's so much going on. We need peace. Zechariah looked forward to the day when the nation of Israel and Judah will be restored. Let's worship God. Let's worship God. Tomorrow we are going to fast. We did 31. We had 31 information of how we fast and praise God. And then I just have another 31 coming up. And then after that, we're going to move to something else. But I just felt in my heart that we need to praise him. We need to spend time with him. We need to know who he is. We need to know the Father that he is, the God that he is. We need to know that he's here and he sent his Holy Spirit. Fountain of God, come now and wash us, wash us. Wash us, oh God. Put an edge of protection around us, God. Jesus, Jesus. Spring water, spring water, spring water. Fountain of life, bread of life, water source. Living water, living fountain, we invite you in. We invite you in. John 14, 14, let me look. We invite you in. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Nane. Oh, I could feel your presence. Oh, I could feel your presence. Anything we ask in your name, anything we ask in your name, anything we ask in your name, you will do it. But we want John 4:14. John 4:14. But even that, anything we ask in your name. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Let's drink of this water tonight. Let's drink of this fountain tonight. Let's declare that whosoever, and we are in that whosoever, drinking of that water. That we will never thirst. Oh God, we need that fountain. We need that water. Now that we are thirsty and we dry, we come to the fountain. We come into that water and we let it flow over our head, dripping down from our head to our eyes. We see it dripping from our eyes, dripping down to our nose, our mouth. Oh God, and if it comes to the side of which is the right, it touches the ears, Lord God. And if it goes to the other side, it touches the other ear, God. Drip, Lord, drip, fountain of living water. And then it comes and it goes on into the cheek and it touches the voice. It touches our voice. Let it to my Then it comes down and it touches and it goes to the top part of our stomach, which where we get the nourishment, Lord Jesus. Nourishment, Lord, we need your nourishment tonight. Fountain of living water. Come now. Come now. Come now, fountain. Come now, living water. Come now, living water. Come now and touch. Touch. So now you go to the trunk of the stomach and you breathe life out of her belly. Out of her belly shall flow rivers of living water. Aya no kote bebe bokondo baba yitata. Fountain. Drip now. Drip. Come now to the belly. Come now, let the anointing of the Holy Ghost come out of that belly. That we can push babies out, Lord, in the spirit. So we push tonight, God. We push tonight. We push. We push. We push out our generation. The generation of the righteous is blessed. Wealth and riches will be in their house. We push. Living water. We push. Living water. We push. Makita. Sekito. Rimungu. Sivumungu ibande. Yeah. Yeah. We push. We push. We push. We push those baby out in the spirit. We push out our generation. There we go. We take them out, and Dr. Jesus is cleaning them up. Cleaning them up and putting them out in display. Come and see what the Lord has done. He healed our body. He saved us just in time. So we push. So we push. Our family out tonight. Salvation. Healing. And deliverance. Set them free. Take away every entanglement off of their feet, off of their hands, off of their eye. Set them free and release them. I pray. In the name that is above every single name. Call out your family name. Call it out. Let it go in the atmosphere. Carr, Marshawn, Booth, Darling, Norman, Gordon, Stuart, Campbell. Call it out. We call it out. We call it out. Ayebukuri da babasata. Oh, Rama, Mama, Mama. We call it out tonight. In the name of Jesus. My grandparents, my great grandparents, we call it out. My mom and my dad, we call it out. My family, my generation, we call it out. Our family members, we call them out. Salvation belongs to them. Healing belongs to them. Restoration belongs to them. We call it out and we drive back anything that's not of you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, release peace and joy and righteousness, salvation, healing, and deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sickness will not be our portion. Disobedience will not be our portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. In Jesus' mighty name. 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 Yes, Lord, let it be a bloodbath in every single door. Door, soften their heart. I reel out the nets. I reel out the net. Peter, do you love me? Yes, I do. Feed my sheep. Become fishers of men. We reel out the net. We reel out the net. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, I worship and praise you. I thank you so much. I thank you. What a life. Oh, mighty God. Oh, mighty God. Alambo konde lele de bosanda. Ora makire de la bosande lele de boi. Ora mama 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 mama. Tekire de la bosande. Ora mambo kola bobo bola bositi. Ora mama mala bo konde la bosata. Oh mighty God. Oh mighty God. Oh mighty God. Oh, mighty God. Oh, mighty God. Oh, mighty God. Oh, mighty God. Mighty God, mighty God. Mighty warrior, commander in chief. Let's thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the water. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want to thank you. Tonight, I want to praise you, Lord. Tonight, I want to thank you for the fountain of salvation. We drink the fountain of salvation tonight. We drink the fountain of salvation. Mighty fortress is our God. Oh, you're never fail. We have hope in you. We thank you for opening up the door. We thank you that if we come to the door and if we knock, you will enter in. Fountain of life. We thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Every stain in our lives, you washed it. You cleanse it. You deliver us. You set us free. In the name of Jesus. 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 Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. 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 We give you praise, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. Give you praise, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Oh, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Oh, Ramasat. Rana Masutoriva. Hey, Ramamahita. Ola Masakere. Ola Mahikinava. Remangula Vatsit. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Lembo Kisatere Bastandelabo. Ola Mabarababa. Father God, you declare in your word that if we pray in the spirit, and if there's no interpretation, God, that we are building up ourselves. So tonight I come, Lord, and I thank you. I thank you for every single lives that are online tonight. I thank you, Father. I thank you for opening up the doors. I thank you for speaking to their heart. And Father, I pray tonight, Lord God, that the words that come out of my mouth, Lord, that they will use it if they need it. If they don't need it, Father, that they'll ignore it. Father God, I pray if there's anything that they should use out of what I say tonight, that it will not be on deaf ears. Oh, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you that you were in this place. I thank you for using us, that we will be fit for your use. I thank you now for opening up the doors and closing the doors that need to be closed. And thinking that we walk right through them because you, Father, there is no God beside you. No matter how we try, and no matter how we go, no matter how we slice it, there is none. None. You're a God of just, and you're a God of the God of the just, and you're also the God of the unjust. You, Father, there's no one like you. None. So tonight, we say thank you. As we go to our bed tonight to sleep, send your holy angel to encamp around about us. Give us quiet and peaceful dreams and visions. And when we get those visions, Father, those dreams, let us write them down and look them over. Give us insight, strategic insight. Speak to our heart and our mind. Teach us how to interpret our dreams and our visions. Teach us how to wait on you. Teach us how to listen to you. And teach us how to be obedient. Teach me how to be obedient. Teach every single person how to be obedient. Teach us how to study. Teach us how to redeem the time. Holy Spirit, we thank you for being in our midst tonight. And as we say tonight to every single person, Shalom, because you, Holy Spirit, you, Father, and you, Jesus, is our peace. And we do thank you for peace that passes all understanding. We thank you now as we lift up our heads. You say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Father, I love you. I will bless the Lord all my life. I will continue to praise you. I will continue to go in my secret place And I pray that every single person go into their secret place and say, welcome, and say, the Lord is my help. The Lord is my sanctifier. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is just, and he will not let anyone mistreat, misuse me. Let us make some declarations to him. Let us worship him. Let us stand in agreement with him, telling the nation that he's coming. Every people and every person, everywhere you go, stand in awe and let them know that Jesus is alive and he's not dead. And in you we move and you have your being. I want to say thank you for being on the call. I love you. I praise God for you. In the name that is above every name. Good night. May God bless you.